Live. Let's talk now about the regulations for the octopus fishing industry in False Bay, which have been rejigged following a moratorium which was applied on the 28th of June after a number of whales died and had to be unravelled from the traps earlier this year. It was an example of how quickly the new Environment Minister, Barbara Creasy, is prepared to act when matters are brought to her attention. And the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries says there's been a lot of consultation. And I don't exactly know what the new rules and regulations mean, because I don't really understand how the octopus fishery works. But the bottom line should consist entirely of sinking ropes. The chain on the buoy line must be moved from the top of the line to the bottom. There must be sheathing of the top 2 meters of the buoy line with PVC piping or tubing. And the buoy must be mounted on the bottom with timed release mechanisms. And the working group recommended that if within 3 months there are two or more entanglements of southern right or humpback whales, the fishery should be halted. And also, if one breeder's whale or any other kind of whale is entangled in the traps, the fishery should be halted. And if any whale is killed because of the traps, the fishery will be closed. At the time that this was being much discussed, I spoke to Swati Tiaga. Ah, Swati, I'm so sorry. I don't quite know how to say your surname. Tiagaraja.
Everyone stumbles on it, so that's perfectly all right. You can just say Swati, that's fine.
Okay, Swati. Consulting editor, environmental editor at NDTV. Do these regulations go far enough?
Well, Nathan, let's just start by saying that, you know, when they put the ban in place, we all knew it was going to be temporary. We knew it was going to come off because at the end of the day, it was also a big question of people's livelihoods and jobs, and we know what that's like. So, you know, the ban was never put in place as a permanent ban. It was put in place on the recommendation that scientists and stakeholders and, activists would look at this, would look at what they could do to mitigate perhaps more whale entanglements, and then put the equipment back in the water. The second thing was it was only removed in False Bay, but in other areas, octopus fishing continued. So it was only False Bay where the equipment was removed from the water. It happened at the right time. The minister did the right thing because we were in the thick of whale season at that point, and it did definitely save whale lives, because through that season, I have personally seen very young humpback whales come pretty much close into shore to feed, and there would have been problems if the equipment had been in the water. Having said that, I think they've done the right thing, trying to make all these mitigation measures work and put them in place, and hopefully the equipment can be certified as whale safe. But we will not know that till the equipment goes back in the water, and then we see what happens.
You spend a lot of time under the water in that part of the world. So with that knowledge, and you've obviously studied this in much more depth, than I have. But the mitigation measures, as announced, do they make a kind of immediate logical sense to you? Yes, that could work.
Well, it makes some sense, because I had spoken to a whale scientist, Gunnar Perry, last time after the Brutus whale entanglement, which the Brutus whale died, and she had said that she had made some of these recommendations years ago, and it was never taken into account by the industry at all. So these aren't new. These were recommendations made by her for a while ago, talking about sinking the buoys, putting the sheets on, because the original way was the buoy was on the surface, and the cages and the traps were held by these ropes, which would, you know, because of the water current, would sort of waft and flow in the water, and that was what was entangling whales. So hopefully, with the PVC sheathing and them being sunk and held by weights, maybe they will not float in the water column when the whales come in to do their lunge dive as they feed. So perhaps, again, as I said, it's a try and error method. Until it actually is in the water with the mitigation and the whales come in, we will not know if it's actually successful or not. My reservation is two things. One is the fact that they've said 3 months. Now, I do not understand what that means, because we're not in whale season right now. Yes, South Africa is a year-round whale habitat, especially for Brutus whales, but Brutus whales at this point are more offshore than inshore. But the point is the main whale season is over, so I don't quite understand what the three-month window is, because what if whales get entangled and die after 3 months? Why is that okay? So I don't understand why there should be a window at all. So that's a bit puzzling. The second thing is we must remember that these are people's jobs and livelihoods, so this is not a personal attack against the fishery. Everyone's just trying to get on with their lives and make a buck, and they are concerned and they do pay attention, so it's not against them at all. It's the same question we've been asking from the beginning, which is to do with the bigger idea of the octopus fishery, which is the fishing of the octopus. It's an exploratory fishery. They've still called it an exploratory fishery. So now, hopefully, with the new minister and the reconstituted department, there's going to be more transparency on what are the data. You know, what is it sustainable? If there's a quota for octopus,
because, I mean, that's a question a couple of listeners have put to me in WhatsApp since you and I started talking.
Yeah.
What about the sustainability of the fishery if it is allowed to continue?
So that is still the biggest question. It's unfortunate that the whales got, you know, in the middle of the whole big question, and that is important and we paid attention to it. But the really big question is, this as an exploratory fishery, they're meant to publish data. There's meant to be data. So what is the window period of that? There's nothing on that in this order. We are not told in 3 years or 4 years or 5 years or what have you that there will be data that will show us if this is sustainable or not, because frankly, you know, how many octopus are there? Who set the quota for the numbers? Do we know what the knock-on effect is? Have we studied enough to know what else feeds an octopus, which will then be deprived of that food when all these numbers are taken out? Are there independent observers to make sure that it's being done in the right way? Because when the data is collected, if it is on only the people on the boat who are the fisher people to collect the data, is there an independent observer from time to time to make sure it's being done correctly? These were all concerns we raised from the beginning of this fishery, which have never been addressed. These are concerns we're still raising, and we're still asking these questions. So from that perspective, you know, I think that's important. Having said that, I also want to say that it's somewhere unfortunate that the octopus fishery got a massive target on its back, because the whale disentanglement team, in one of their articles a few months ago, put out quite a horrifying number of 512 whales, I think, in the last 10 years or something like that, what they have disentangled from fishery equipment across, I guess, the waters here in the Western Cape. 512. So it's on an average, maybe 50 whales a year. That's a lot. We just didn't hear about it because most of them were luckily rescued alive. But the rock lobster fishery kills a lot more whales, and because that's offshore and we don't see it, and you know, we know what the rock lobster fishery is like here. It's like a holy cow that we can't really touch. So unfortunately, the octopus fishery, which is more inshore and we could see those whales dying, everyone got more emotionally involved. So hopefully these mitigation measures, as I said, until the equipment goes back in the water, we won't know how effective it is. Right now it's also worth being said that it's not whale season. So again, I don't know if this is the three-month period in which we should be studying how good these measures are. And also the big question of the sustainability of the fishery itself is something that needs to be transparent. Because if it is sustainable, hey, you know what? It's people's livelihoods. Again, not against that at all. But I think the transparency is key because, John, as you know, right now we're in the middle of massive biological collapse and biodiversity collapse, and we're in the middle of the sixth mass extinction. We're facing enormous challenges. And I think going about things as business as usual is a recipe for disaster.
Thank you very much, Swati Tiagarajan, Consulting Environmental Editor at NDTV.